Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Follow Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. And they were the only page that said, hey, we're going to be back at 10. And that was even like 3 till 10.
Yeah.
Like when I was looking for it, you would more than likely think, hey, it's going to be on the conference page.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there. Then I went to some of the beat writer pages. Didn't see it there either. So I'm like,
did you tech Googler?
I did not.
Yeah.
And I should have.
He's nails. But he's been through these before, mm-hmm. So he's
right
when he's not making jokes about it. He's pretty.
And you know, I was talking to my brother. We were on the phone last night talking about him coming up for the CWS, and I'm like, yeah, you know, I'm just waiting for the Nebraska game to come back on. And then when it came back on, he was still on the phone with me, and I'm like, oh, because I told him to turn on Big Ten,
yeah.
And he's 30 seconds ahead of me because he's watching it live, and I'm streaming it on my phone, and I go, oh, did you just see Shanahan just plow right into the dugout?
So how about it being like a game of inches? That mm-hmm. was a game of like 12 inches, right?
Mm-hmm.
If they make that play,
game extended. So he goes, I go, oh my goodness, did you see the pitcher just topple over in the dugout? He looks at the phone and goes, you're not going to like this next part.
I mean, Kaminska kept him in it. Hawkins was good. Shanahan looked like he was ready to deal, and it was just like, what just happened? But I've said this mm-hmm. forever. I've said it even a little more about Shanahan because he's such a slide piece guy. When those sliders don't slide, I don't know what it is about a slider, but they typically leave the yard.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, LaRusso is a good – it's a good job of hitting a hanger.
And hitting it on the barrel.
But he barreled that thing up, and you're just like.
Again, though, one of those balls, like, did it look like it was going to go? Like,
no,
it looked
no,
like he
no.
got underneath
His
it.
Swing didn't look like it was going to go. No, I know.
It just carried, and as you said yesterday, the Gulf Stream of the Missouri River.
But it's that alley. It's the exact same spot. So there must be something happening there where those balls.
Ball just takes flight in the air and just keeps carrying.
Exact same spot mm-hmm. that we saw Fisher go. It just doesn't look like those balls are going, and it just kept going.
The one
that your guy hit from Iowa, his second three-run homer, that one, I thought the park wouldn't hold that.
That was smoked.
How about hitting a double that gets to the wall? After the third bounce, how hard do you have to hit a ball?
Mm-hmm.
The bases loaded clearing double.
I'm there.
That thing was crushed to only be about 16 feet high. I was like, holy smoke.
Tink.
You can say he was cheated to left center. He wasn't cutting that thing off regardless.
No.
That was a P-Rocket.
It was a screamer. Now,
and you should have stuck with your Hawkeyes.
I should have.
Why'd you let me talk you off of it?
Well, so it was Tuesday we were talking to Vogel, I think, and he had mentioned Iowa, and I'm like, yeah, but I kind of like Indiana. And I'm like, but Iowa did score 13 runs, and I'm like, do I trust the mercy? I'm like, I'm pulled the Shane probably when he's looking at all the soda in the store, like, do I get
– Dude, was that not wild, though?
Do I probably get all seven?
I like a little variety.
I like a little variety, yeah, indeed. No, so – we were talking about being, like, passionate about things. And, like, you know, you've mentioned at least twice already this morning how principled I am. And if I get stuck on something, like, I really get until somebody talks me off a ledge. More times than not, it's you.
Don't be mad that he talked to you like that. It's the principle of the, hey, man, it's fine. It's kind of heat of the moment. Oh, but I'm pissed. Hey, man, it's okay. It wasn't personal. A couple hours later. Yeah, I'm good.
And this may be an unpopular opinion, not maybe to the state, but just in general to baseball. I don't think that Charlie Fisher leaned into that pitch. And so here's my point before you go off.
I'm not.
Okay, before you say something.
The floor is yours, Senator.
I want to know, was it a lean or was it just his stance? Because when Charlie Fisher stands in the box, he crowds the plate. He has a closed stance, toe up to the corner of the box. When that ball came in, if you watch other at-bats of Fisher.
Your delivery is sick.
He bounces a bit.
Yeah.
Like, he's just that type of guy. Now, are you trying to reach base at any moment against a Maryland team who you probably are thinking like, hey, we need to get runners on to put the pressure on? I get it. Was there something in the back of his mind that says, hey, I'm going to let this pitch hit me? Maybe. But I didn't see the elbow move from his stance. It may have bounced, but it didn't move in.
Let me ask you something.
It didn't move out.
If they would have said, did not make an attempt to get out of the way.
I would have agreed.
Versus lean.
Yes.
Because he didn't lean. He changed planes.
Mm-hmm. He bounced.
He just dropped.
Correct. I am more with that. But everything was he leaned into the pitch.
Understand.
And I'm like, no, he didn't.
So if you would have watched that with no volume.
Right? I would have been in shock if I would have seen closed captioning say lean.
So if you'd have watched that with no volume, mm-hmm. and you see him get plunked and then come back, would you have wondered what happened? Because over the broadcast, mm-hmm. both folks thought that he, quote, air quote, leaned.
Mm-hmm.
Did that sway you at all? Because
if I would have watched it without volume.
Which is how I went back and watched.
I would have assumed.
The Loma fight.
Right. I would have assumed that they said he didn't get out of the way or make an effort to get out of the way.
The lean thing was throwing you.
Right.
I get it. Because
that's just him. Like, when
they've been hit 100 times. Right? So, and I do think, I don't know if I'm with you, but I'm not.
You're not against me.
I'm not against it either, right? I would have been cool either way, I guess. I just think there's something about a hitter where you learn how to take a pitch
mm-hmm.
that's going to hit you. Right? Like,
that's one of them.
So you kind of give with it. Like, I get all of that because, I mean, you've been there, right? Unless it hits you up around the ears or in the small of the back, you know how to take pitches. Sometimes when you spin away and it's like you get the pounding of the meat, that's like,
thud.
That's in.
Yeah,
that's between my shoulder blades. Those hurt, but outside of that, like, you do learn how to absorb.
So pitches. I almost wonder too, is because it was an off-speed pitch, it took a while to get there.
Yeah,
when I say
it wasn't
while,
very hard, right?
Right. Like, and so is that why people were claiming, hey, he leaned into it or whatever? Because if it were a fastball, you would have said, oh, he couldn't get out of the way.
Yeah.
In time.
I understand.
But because it was an off-speed pitch and you give him 13 miles an hour or whatever and now he can move.
So that's probably the truest part of this whole discussion was because it didn't have a ton of velocity, relatively speaking. I mean, nobody wants to get hit with something that's 78 mile an hour,
no.
right? I mean, that's still pretty good.
But if you
good.
See a curveball, you're like, I'll take first base.
Right. So it's like.
And in that moment, you're doing anything to reach.
How about how Coach Bolt's expression never changed?
Yeah, he acted like, yeah, I kind of figured.
You know, and I
happen.
Think that's the purest in him.
Right.
He just doesn't make a ton of excuses. Although, I wondered if he did Coach Bolt, KB, do you have when Junior was mic'd, do you have the piece where his little kiddo was mic'd up? Play this for me. When's the last time you heard somebody use the word scooch?
It's been a while.
Let it rip, Cam. He's so patient.
Dad, should I scooch down on righties?
Scooch.
Should I step down on righties? Should I step down on righties?
At the Big Ten Network, we push the envelope.
How about Coach Bolt? What?
Hey,
use your words.
Listen,
raise your voice.
He went from scooch
to step
to louder step.
Uh-huh.
But my favorite part of that whole deal, not that he used the word scooch because that's up there, he said righties.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me that's not a baseball
yep.
kid.
You grew
righties.
Up in a baseball household.
Yeah, righties. Should I scooch down on righties?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you might want to stay out of the way there, kiddo. You don't want one sprayed this way.
Look, cutie pie. We'll get to that. And how about?
We absolutely will.
We got to 61 in a row for Matthews, and he did it the hard way.
He worked his way on.
Last at bat. Didn't try to do too much with it. Typical Matthews. 61 in a row.
We will change gears and talk with Mike Schaefer after the break. Stick around. More CNC.